I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What would you do if you know you are at the very end of your life, and there are only a few hours left? What would you say to the most beloved of your life? For some people, maybe they're going to just eat something really nice, something they like most, or doing something they enjoy most, or trying to complete this person's unfinished desire again. Whatever attempts this person would try to achieve, it will make sense that it will be the most important thing for this person in his or her life. In today's gospel reading, we just heard what Jesus said to his most cared group, being in deep distress and feeling anxiety. At the beginning, we noticed the scripture said, when he had gone out. It means Judas, the traitor, had left after being identified by Jesus as the one who is going to betray him. With Judas' departure, Jesus therefore said to his disciples who really believed him, or they had become believing. Apparently, not only were these words very important to them, but it meant a great deal to Jesus as well. In the context of giving out a new commandment, Jesus talked about his fast approaching death. Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once." In these short two sentences, Jesus talked about glory five times. This glory is not the usual image that we would think of in one's mind, but actually it links directly to how Jesus would die and how God the Father would use the way Jesus would die. It seems that Jesus was not afraid of what would be coming at all. Rather, we can sense he was really looking forward to his final major piece of work. However, we can also sense the urgency and the tension from his words. When Jesus indicated that if God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. And Jesus continued saying, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer." Well, is this sort of the last words of his deathbed, if we can put it that way? Jesus said, "You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." In the gospel books, We read, we heard Jesus said the similar words to the Jews. And even back then, the Jews kind of know, they knew what Jesus was referring to. They were murmuring between themselves. Is this man talking about his death? Is he going to die? Will he commit suicide? They have that sense. And now, it's exactly under this kind of context. And also, in the contrast to what Judas was doing at that moment, Judas was trying to betray and trying to hurt Jesus. And in the midst of all that, Jesus said the following to his true believers as a collective group. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So, in this sentence, when Jesus said, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another, we notice there are two senses. The tenses are different, which express the different meaning. For the first part, Jesus said, just as I have loved you, which means the love that Jesus has given has never changed. It has been the same from the very beginning and to that moment and even now. He said, just as I have loved you. But for the latter part of the sentence, Jesus said, you should love one another. We know, whenever we hear the word should, it means that is something probably I should have done, but I'm not really there yet. I like to, but I'm not there yet. So Jesus is giving a new commandment. He knows us, and he shows his love to us. Well, can we find out what Jesus had done to the disciples? Can we find out how Jesus had loved them, even just in that night? What happened that night? Every Monday, Thursday, we try to recommend that night. Earlier that night, Jesus washed the disciples' feet one by one, and even including his betrayer's feet, with the full knowledge of who Judas is and what he would do to himself. My brothers and sisters, can you feel the pain and sorrow of Jesus' heart when he was washing the feet? Can you see the tears rolling down inside Jesus' heart? But most of all, despite of all these hurt, can you see the love that Jesus is pouring out, giving and giving, unconditional love flowing out from him. It was decades later when St. John wrote his gospel. With scenes after scenes kept flashing and playing back in his mind, St. John understood what kind of love Jesus was giving toward them. Maybe at that very night, St. John was just like the rest of the disciples. He didn't know what would happen, exactly the details, what would happen to Jesus. He didn't know what would lie in their lives. But all of the disciples, they understand something bad is going to happen. No question at all. The Last Supper, the atmosphere was surrounded and circled with sadness and the distress. And those feelings were so heavy, and probably words are not enough just to express them. But in the midst of that, Jesus said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." When Jesus said, "Just as I have loved you," we can see there is no a little if attached. We cannot say, "I'll love you if you treat me well. I'll love you if." For Jesus, we can see it's totally unconditional love. And this is the new commandment. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. St. John said, "God is love, and this is how God's love demonstrated to us. This is also the sign that we can be seen, we can be known, and we can be known by others." Today is actually my last Sunday serving as a deacon before my priesthood ordination. As I carefully prepare myself, God has used this passage, these scriptures, talking to me personally. It means a lot to me, especially when I'm so desired to be used by God. This is what lies ahead of me. I don't have the full picture of future ahead. To me, it's sort of mystery. To me, even it's God's glory. However, I feel it is the way for me to walking to the altar table, put myself there as a living sacrifice. It is glory, but not glory to me, glory to God. It is glory, but not the self-glory in most people can understand. What lies ahead, I don't know. In this service, a hymn that is composed by a famous English composer, Thomas Tallis, was chosen. If ye love me. If ye love me. This passage, on one hand, it is addressed to the whole church as the body of Christ, but also God speaks to me first. God speaks to me in a way just like Jesus. He spoke to Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? If ye love me." May the word of God speaks to you just as it speaks to me. It is written, "Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us." May we all see God's love to us and have the obedience to follow this new commandment. May we all have the courage to live out what we have received so that we can be known as Jesus' disciples. It is not some great words we proclaim. It is the life we received in our lives that Jesus, how he has loved us. Amen.